Hey, thanks for coming right over. Joe gets home from work in an hour, and time is certainly of the essence. I can see you're puzzled by this. I mean, I've been living with your best friend for over a year, and I don't think we've ever really even had a one-on-one conversation before. We should be friends too, right? I mean, we both care about him more than anything. That's actually why I asked you here. I need your help to help him. How? You're probably gonna want to sit down for this. We've been trying to start a family for a few months now. He's talked to you about it, hasn't he? Yeah. So, what he may or may not have told you is that he's shooting blanks. Yeah, I figured he probably didn't tell you that part. We've tried everything. Pills, doctors, special positions, everything. He's just fucking sterile somehow. Artificial insemination. Well, there are two problems with that. One, he's way too proud for that. And two, we're too broke. That shit is so expensive. There's no way we could afford it. I can tell how badly he wants a baby, especially since he lost his father. How do you fit in? Well, heard you guys talking last week. Is it true that you've knocked up three girls in the last year and you weren't even trying? Your stuff must be pretty potent, right? You see where I'm going with this? Oh, I know, it's so fucked up. If he ever found out, he'd probably dismember you from head to toe. But I'm not gonna tell him. How could he find out? He'll be so happy when he hears that he's gonna have a child. He's never gonna second guess it. Look, I'm not exactly thrilled about this either. I have to let my boyfriend's best friend come inside me in the hopes of getting pregnant. But it's either this or I post a fucking ad on Craigslist. Fuck. You'll help. Oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much. Here, I'll just get undressed and hike up my skirt and I'll bend over the couch so I don't have to look you in the eyes. No offense, but you know. You're not hard. Come on. Come on, come on. I know it's a weird situation, but your dick shouldn't know that, should it? I mean, no, I won't help you. Just stroke it or something. There. Just forget everything else about our situation. Forget the how, the who, and the why. Just know that you need to fuck this pussy and fill it with cum. No condoms, no pulling out, no bullshit. Just your dick, my cunt, and the load of cum you need to deliver. Now you're getting hard, that's it. Damn, he definitely has some beef by an inch or two. Looks pretty thick. Might be a tight squeeze. There, you're hard now. Just put it at me. This is purely functional sex. A means to an end. Nothing more. Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh, I fucking want to grow when you're gonna do that. Fuck! Oh, just give me a second to adjust to you. You're kind of thick. Oh, I love my boyfriend. Okay. Go ahead. Just get in there deep. Oh, they're like that. I love my boyfriend. I love my boyfriend. I love my boyfriend. I love my boyfriend. It's all for him. For my boyfriend. Because I love this him. I love him. This isn't fuck. Fuck right there. Just like that. Fuck. Fuck. This is fun. This is fucking amazing. But it's for my boyfriend. My boyfriend. Come on. Come on, are you close? You have to be close. Please. Please, before I fucking go. What? What? Reach my arms back. For what? Oh. Oh fuck! No, please don't pull me back into you. Oh, it feels good. Oh, it feels too good. Oh, too good. Too much. Oh, please just fucking come in me. Put a baby in me, please. Put a baby in me. I love my boyfriend. I love my boyfriend. I love this dick. I love this dick. Oh, I love my boyfriend, but right now I love this dick. Oh, give it to me, please. Oh, put your load deep inside me. You're so deep. Oh, fuck. You should have no problem knocking me out. Oh, oh shit, yes. More, more, deeper. Give it all to me, please. Come inside me. I need your cum. I need it. Definitely had to have gotten me pregnant. Oh, so much cum. Oh, I'm so full. It's dripping out. Still, to make sure, we should probably do this once or twice a week until I know for sure.